Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
I believe that housing is a human right.
Everyone should have access to health care because I think it's a basic human right.
We believe that education is a human right.
It's Human Rights Day today. On December 10th, 1948, the UN General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In the 2020 primaries so far, there's been a lot of talk about what constitutes a human right and what role government should play in upholding them. Gun violence in the U.S. has been labeled a human rights issue by Amnesty International. Over the weekend, one police officer in Arkansas was shot point blank. After a Houston police officer was killed responding to a domestic violence call, Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo criticized Senate Republican leadership for not reauthorizing the Violence Against Women's Act, which expired in February, quote, because the NRA doesn't like the fact that we want to take firearms out of the hands of boyfriends that abuse their girlfriends. And who killed our sergeant? A boyfriend abusing his girlfriend, unquote. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has been fighting for the act in the Senate after the House passed it in April.
One of the Republican senators said to me, well, you really shouldn't put guns in the Violence Against Women Act. I'm like, seriously? That is the number one way that women are dying from domestic violence, okay? So that is why the House smartly put it in there.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a newer addition to the Democratic field, started Every Town for Gun Safety, which lobbies against the NRA for common sense gun reforms.
No guns for domestic abusers. No guns for minors. No guns for those who are a danger to themselves or others. And no votes for candidates who stand in the way.
Reproductive health and access to legal abortion is considered another human rights issue by Human Rights Watch, the UN, and others. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is the only Republican primary candidate who is pro-choice. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a Kentucky law requiring doctors to conduct ultrasounds and show the images to patients before performing abortions, despite the plaintiff's argument that it violates physicians' First Amendment rights to free speech. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says abortion rights are not only human rights, but also economic rights.
Understand this. When someone makes abortion illegal in America, rich women will still get abortions. It's just going to fall hard on poor women. It's going to fall hard on girls, women who don't even know that they're pregnant because they have been molested by an uncle. I want to be in America where everybody has a chance.
In other news, responding to criticism, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg plans to release the names of his donors and begin allowing press into high-dollar fundraisers. And his former employer, McKinsey & Company, has secured permission from the mayor's former clients to now release their names. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.